And now we go back to the news. And some news stories seem to just keep on coming back. This is true of our next series on new cuts to Norfolk County Council's budget. A fresh wave is looming, and they have been described as absolutely horrendous. Some people might say the same of the compensation some county council employees get when cuts mean they lose their jobs. The former director of children's services just received £70,000. Union leaders have warned that thousands of other jobs may be affected. The county council is only a few hundred yards from the Chatterbox office, but this week the evening news had a story that is much closer to home, about a historic house right next to Carrow Road Bridge that is threatened to be demolished.
A fresh wave of cuts to services for people across Norfolk is looming after bosses at Norfolk County Council signalled they need to save almost £125 million over the next 4 years. Conservative Council leader Cliff Jordan admitted the scale of cuts required was absolutely horrendous, while the opposition Labour leader said the council would be stripped to the bone. In the same week that the council discussed an overspend on the Norwich Northern Distributor Road, the authority has outlined how millions more needs to be saved. That comes on top of the £334 million saved or earmarked to be saved from 2011-2012 to 2017-2018. And comes at a time when the council's adult social care services and children's services department are under particular pressure. A report to the council's policy and resources committee next month predicts it will have to save a further £100 million from 2018-19 to 2021-22. On top of savings of £24.9 million already agreed for 2018-19 and 2019-20.
Questions have been asked over £70,000 paid to Norfolk County Council's former Director of Children's Services as compensation for loss of office, when the authority's managing director had said he had not got a severance payment. Michael Rosen departed from the council in November last year, just days after watchdogs were critical of the department's leadership and the pace of improvement. When Mr. Rosen left, Dr. Wendy Thompson, the council's managing director, said, "He was not under pressure to leave, and he enjoyed the full confidence of myself and others. Neither was he given a huge amount of money to leave. He gets no severance as he resigned." But the statement of accounts for the authority revealed he received £70,000 compensation for loss of office, along with £93,900 in salary. When asked why the accounts stated he had received £70,000 as compensation for loss of office, the council said only, "The categorisation of payments to senior staff in the statement of accounts are covered by accounting regulations which prescribe that they are presented in this way." The council reiterated that Mr. Rosen had resigned and had not been dismissed, but would not comment further on why the compensation was paid or why the accounts seemed to be at odds with what Mr. Thompson had previously said.
The knock-on effect of £125 million of cuts and savings at Norfolk County Council will affect thousands of workers, union leaders have warned. The council signalled last week that it would have to save millions of pounds over the next 4 years on top of the £334 million saved or earmarked to be saved from 2011-12 to 2017-18. No figure on how many jobs would be lost has been released, with committees due to meet to decide where to save money in the autumn. However, the council has said targeted savings include £31 million in adult social care, £23.5 million from children's services, and £31.2 million from community and environmental services. And Unison Branch Secretary Jonathan Dunning warned the impact would be felt far beyond the workers directly employed by County Hall.
The long-standing tenant of a historic bridge house in Norwich has called for it to be protected after the council revealed it could be demolished. Reginald Dan has lived in the Carrow Bridge House on Carrow Road for 57 years, having moved in when his father became bridge master and inheriting the lease from his mother after she died. The property, which was built in the 1920s, is now badly in need of repairs and has been declared unsafe for residents. Norfolk County Council says Mr. Dan needs to be rehoused and has asked Norwich City Council to find him nearby accommodation. They have confirmed that the property is beyond economic repair and that demolishing the building is being considered. Mr. Dan said he had initially been offered a house in Sprowston, which turned out to be unavailable. He hopes to stay close to the bridge house.